Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, it's Diana. Welcome back.
好，那我们今天呢要聊聊最近在中国社交媒体上面热议的一个话题，就我们突然非常关心美国人、美国中产老百姓的生活，特别是他们生活的这个艰难。美国中产斩杀线 ，the middle class kill line.
Okay, so actually, to be honest, I didn't know what this term was until you shared this topic with me, and so I had to do some of my own research to understand what kill line means.
原来是一个 gaming 里面的在线游戏的词，然后呢，确实你去跟一个美国人讲，他不知道你在说什么。但是 once Diana, you started reading about it, doing your research, 反映的这个情况是美国很真实的吧？
Yeah, so this term is actually a really great metaphor, for the kind of financial situation of many, many Americans and American families. And it makes a lot of sense because when I looked into it, it says that you are just one hit away from dying, like in, you know, gaming culture. For a while now, the saying goes that many Americans are one accident away from going into debt. A lot of people need health insurance through their employer. So if you get sick, if you get hospitalized, and then you lose your job, you are kind of in trouble, you know, unless you have family that can help out. But a lot of people find themselves in pretty bad situations once that snowball starts to get rolling.
其实不只是疾病啊，还有美国的教育费用也非常高，特别是大学。就现在很多的这个 state universities, 州立大学都很贵。对于很多家庭，因为他是两三个孩子嘛，父母都得就是再去不仅孩子要拿 student loans, 然后父母还要就是把他们现在住的房子再一次抵押 get a second mortgage, 对吧，送孩子上大学。
Right, right. So actually, there was this study conducted by Bankrate, and they found that almost 60% of people surveyed couldn't cover an unexpected $1,000 expense. And in fact, even more people live paycheck to paycheck.
So to live paycheck to paycheck 意思就是月光是吧？ Paycheck 就是你这个月拿到的工资，你马上就要用了，就你没有存款，很少的 savings. And that's why 就是你说的另外一个数据，很多的家庭他没有办法拿出来一个就一千美元，可能也不是特别多，但是他都拿不出这样的一个开支。
You are spending all your money on the necessities, that's like bills, rent, groceries, yeah, and food, and you really just don't have anything to save.
没错，所以虽然 kill line 斩杀线这个词在美国没有人这样用，没有人这么说哈，但其实美国人这几年也一直在共鸣，在 echo 这个。然后这几年在美国，我觉得我听的最多、说的最多的是可负担性危机。
Right. So this is the affordability crisis.
那 crisis 是危机，然后 affordability 就是if something is affordable, if you can afford, 可以负担。
Yes, and so this affordability crisis means that everyday, you know, basic necessities are becoming less and less affordable and is really stretching everyone's budget.
Everyday necessities 就是 necessary.必要的，所以我们这里讲到的这些东西哈，就是生活必备品。连 everyday necessities 这几年在美国因为 inflation, 通货膨胀很厉害，但是呢，工资又是停滞不前，对吧？ Wage stagnation.
Exactly, yes. So wage stagnation plus inflation of everything means that things just are not affordable.
所以我们也可以说 it's really getting unaffordable, huh?
Right, right.
特别是戴安娜所在的加州，因为加州cost of living 生活成本非常的高，房子也非常贵，所以这个是美国 affordability crisis 的重灾区哈 ，California。
That's right, right, and a lot of these houses that are being sold, they don't even look great. They're not in good condition. You're going to have to do a lot of renovating.And you just have to throw a lot of money into kind of this very old house. Like there really isn't a lot of new housing on the market. And it just is a very, you know, traditional like supply and demand issue.
你跟你讲的还是买，就是对于很多美国人来说，特别是生活在像加州啊、纽约这些地方的，买房子就是一个遥不可及的梦，就是只能租。
Yeah.
可是租房子的问题就是你越租你就越没有那个 savings 来买嘛，是吧
？Yes, yes.
所以就导致一个恶性循环。You can 就是 you're unable to build any equity， 就是自己什么资产也累积不起来哈。
Yeah, so the past few years have seen home prices and rents increase at, you know, just a crazy rate.
Okay, 你刚刚讲的 rents, 就是 to rent 不只是动词租房子哈，它也是一个名词，就是租金的意思是吧？ Your monthly rent.
Yes, yes.
好，那除了 housing 哈，住房支出非常的贵，另外一个巨大的成本就是你节目一开始说的医疗。
Yeah, so healthcare is pretty unaffordable, especially if you need it. If you work at a company that has great healthcare, then, you know, you're, you know, one of the lucky few. But a lot of people don't get great healthcare from their employer. So when they actually need to go in for something outside of a checkup, so like, let's say justan x-ray, it's extremely expensive, especially if the insurance doesn't cover it.
你讲到 x-ray 啊，就是我一个阿姨在美国，然后她说她有一次去拍 x-ray, 那个最后的这个账单是$7,000，说如果你没有，或者很多 healthcare, 它每一年就是你自己要自付的、deductible, 对吧？你自己要自付那个特别高、
right.
所以你的 out of pocket 就是你自己要付的那个钱是很多的。
Yeah, out of pocket means out of your pocket, by the way.
那美国其实奥巴马上台以后就大力整改医疗嘛，所以现在是有这个 public healthcare, 是吧？
Yes, there is a lot of subsidized healthcare, but it isn't still a very affordable option because not everyone is in the system. So, you know, it becomes more expensive the fewer people it serves.
不是说每个人都在这个体系里面，所以这就造成了其实摊到每个人头上是比较贵的。
It doesn't cover everything. You still have to pay for these like kind of additional things that it covers. A lot of the more expensive things like dental related things are still going to be out of pocket.
牙医啊，或者可能一些比较复杂的治疗是吧？比较高级的治疗啊。
Mm-hmm. Right.
好，那除了医疗成本呢，另外还有很大的一块就是教育，之前也讲过的。
Right. So education, especially higher education.
Higher education 讲到就是大学哈，好，那学费这个英语怎么说呢
？Tuition
也 rising 的很厉害。
Right, yeah. I feel like when I first started college is when we really started seeing tuition rise at what seems like a very unsustainable rate.
我可以问一下，就是你是去一个 public university 还是一个 private？
I went to a public university, UC Davis.
然后你又是一个加州的居民 ,California resident, 所以你应该是会比较便宜是不是
?Yes, I think, right, so someone like me would enjoy the, you know, lowest tier of tuition, but it is still a lot, I think,By the time I graduated, it was closer to maybe just under $15,000 a year.
作为一个加州有学生学费补助的学生，在这个公立大学一年学费也要$15,000。然后你知道现在变多少了吗？
Yeah, so I just checked, and now it is something around 17,000.
哦，这个倒没涨很多嘛。
Right,
良心学校。
Right. Exactly. However, I did check the out-of-state tuition, and that saw a huge increase over, you know, when I was a student. About 51,000.
50,000美金，然后是公立大学。
Yeah, that's just 1 year.
才一年，然后大学四年
yep.
然后国际生可能要 double 吧，所以美国基本上学生都会有学生贷款是吧？
Yes, so a lot of people do take student loans, and student loans are, you know, you have to start paying them back once you graduate, and the rate that you borrow them at, it's not very low, so people like very quickly startgaining a lot of debt in the form of student loans.
那不光是这个 higher education 很贵啊，小 baby 的 childcare 也很贵，对不对？
Yes. You know, I have some friends that have kids, and just hearing the cost of, you know, daycare, it's crazy, I think. It can get so expensive.
我们这里讲到的是那个托儿所阶段，对吧？因为美国的公立教育是从小学阶段开始。可是一个孩子，你说他两三岁，其实四五岁他应该是去托儿所幼儿园哈，父母也要工作。但是因为这个是没有政府，就是没有 public。
If you're lucky enough to find some of the more affordable ones, it'll be a few hundred a week.
我听到 a few hundred 我觉得还好，结果戴安娜说每个礼拜，而且那还是便宜的，所以就一个月至少是
a few thousand，
至少是一两千两三千，然后这个还属于便宜的。
Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, you might be closer to 1,000, like just under 1,000, but many people budget for a couple thousand, for one kid at daycare.
A couple, 一个月 budget 给一个小朋友去托儿所幼儿园就要两三千甚至更多的美金。
Especially because like daycare is very, it's hourly based, right? So it's like,
按小时计费。
So, you know, if mom and dad are both working, you know, regular 8-hour jobs, then they need daycare for that long.
所以在美国有很多人啊，他会，你常常听到的一个词是 get a loan, get a mortgage, 要贷款。
Yeah, yeah, some people do have to do that. Or you just take out a loan, and just, you know, hope the kid, is not far from...you know, going to school so that you can finally cut out the daycare costs.
啊，对，因为如果他们去公立学校，那个小学到高中是免费啊。真的越讲越觉得美国人很不容易啊。还有你刚刚说的 everyday living expenses, 对吧？前面讲到的买菜，然后水电费这些。
Exactly. So the prices for groceries, utilities, and all types of insurance have just gone up.
Okay, groceries 就日常买菜哈 ，utilities 水电啊，包括这个手机通讯的开支。好，那总之呢，就是美国的这个体制啊，美国的生活的现实，就造成了很多的美国中产阶级，他们都在工作，甚至有的时候，工作薪水还不错，但是他们是被挤压，最被 squeeze 是吧？
Right, so as we mentioned earlier, like the middle class, they're going to be the ones that feel that financial squeeze first, soonest, and usually the hardest because they don't have the safety net that the rich have built, and they also don't qualify for a lot of the benefits, a lot of the government benefits that you could enjoy if you earn a lot lower of an income.
中产阶级是最辛苦、压力最大的，因为既没有有钱人的那种财富哈，然后呢，又不像 lower income groups， 就是他会 qualify 啊， 他们有资格拿到很多政府的 subsidies 补贴。那很多补贴你到了，你说我一年赚15万美金，什么20万美金，政府觉得你这个蛮高收入啊， you don't qualify.
Yeah,
但其实他生活在加州、纽约，甚至现在很多的州 is getting so unaffordable. 所以他们的生活压力 financial stress, 啊，财务的压力是最大的。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了除了我们中国最近大家熟悉的斩杀线 Q Line, 那也介绍了美国这几年包括现在也说的最多的一个可负担性危机 affordability crisis。 那希望大家从这期节目里面呢也学到了很多有用的英语表达。那我们今天的时间就到这儿，我和戴安娜下次跟你再见。
Thanks for listening. Until next time.